T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Entertainment Schmick.
Let's do it. It's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
So Katy Perry announced that she is engaged to Orlando Bloom. And just like that, easy come, easy go. Lady Gaga has split with her fiance, Christian Carino.
You might want to stop the engagements. Let's just date. Yeah.
She's going through some things. Man, that's, I mean, what a weird time. All that's going on with her right now, and then she's, it's crazy.
I know. He didn't show up to the Grammys with her, so that's when people started talking. She wasn't wearing her engagement ring either, and she didn't thank him in her acceptance speech. Yeah, that's the trifecta, that that relationship is over.
I just want to take another look at you.
All right. I didn't mention it yesterday, but designer Karl Lagerfeld died yesterday at the age of 85. He said so many horrible things in his life. Let's just run down a couple of them.
Way to remember him.
Yeah, I know. Really stick it to him.
He was not a nice person.
But he's dead now.
Talking about models that are maybe too thin, he said the people who talk about that are fat mummies sitting with their bags of crisps in front of the television saying that thin models are ugly. On Britain's Royal Family, he said Kate Middleton has a nice silhouette, and she's the right girl for that boy. On the other hand, her sister struggles. He's talking about Pippa. He said, I don't like her face. She should only show her back. And he said Princess Diana was pretty and sweet, but she was stupid. On sweatpants, they're a sign of defeat. You lost control of your life, so you bought some sweatpants.
That's the truth, though. Right, and I admit defeat. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to get the elastic out when I get home.
He also said he was fed up with the Me Too movement. If you don't want your pants pulled about, don't become a model. Join a nunnery. There will always be a place for you in the convent. Wow. And on Adele, she's a little too fat, but she has a beautiful face and a divine voice.
Lagerfeld.
Rest in peace, sir. Speaking of Adele, nicer story than Carl. Drake and Adele hanging out. Kicking it BFF style. So she tweeted, she was at Drake's show.
A while ago,
It was back in November. She said, Champagne Poppy blew my mind tonight. Best production I've ever seen, hands down, and way up there with one of my favorite shows of all time. Huge love. And he writes back, don't bleeping get me gassed right now. I love this woman. And she came to the show? Thank God nobody told me. I would have been shook. But now they're hanging out. They were in L.A. They did a little Sunday fun day hanging out at Jerry's Famous Deli before moving next door to do a little bowling.
What? I love it.
See, I love the idea of some tourists going bowling in L.A. and looking over and like, of course, Adele and Drake are bowling together.
Yeah. They rented out the whole bowling alley, though, so there are really no photos. No one got to see them hanging out like the BFFs that they are. Okay, I'm going to unshun for a minute. Kardashians. Khloe Kardashian said that's it. She and Tristan Thompson are done. Apparently the final nail in the coffin was Tristan cheating on her with Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods. He tweeted fake news, but then deleted it. So you know it's true. And Khloe and her friends may have confirmed it. By the way, Jordan Woods, you're no longer a best friend in the Kardashian family. Not that I care. Sean, okay, not talking about them anymore.
Today.
Yeah. 38th season premiere of Survivor tonight on CBS. On the other hand, you have the masked singer. Hold on to your seats, everybody. It's a double unmasking tonight.
What?
I know. And Kenan Thompson from SNL will be a guest panelist, so you know it's going to be entertaining. You have the final five. Bee, lion, monster, peacock, and rabbit. And spoiler alert, if you still have one saved on your DVR, the alien was unmasked last week. It was LaToya Jackson. I heard some people talking yesterday, and they think that based on the clues, one of the other masked singers is Gladys Knight.
Oh, yeah, oh. I heard that name.
Oh, wow.
Is it the deer or not the deer? I know who you're talking about.
Bee, lion, monster, peacock, or rabbit. Well, we know it's not peacock because we know who that is. Spoiler alert, we're not giving it up.
And next week, all week on the show, 8:10, we are doing our own local celebrity masked singer.
I talked to my masked singer yesterday and they said, I don't know, sounds like fun.
My masked singer picked out their song yesterday.
Ooh.
It's going to be amazing.
Or really bad. Everyone has picked one or two people, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
I'm excited. And good news for Tim. Armie Hammer addressed all the Batman rumors, saying no one has checked his availability yet.
Yes. He's available.
For Batman, anybody would drop everything for
Batman. Yeah, in case you're asking, though, I'm totally available. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online at y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand in just a sec with your traffic. But Tim, with your forecast.
That's right. It is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Cloudy and breezy today.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
All right, while you're singing BSB, there are a couple new songs to sing along to. New song from Pink. It's called Walk Me Home.
Walk me home in the dead of night. Say you'll stay with me tonight. Cause there is so much wrong going on outside.
Her new album, Hurts to Be Human, will be out this April, featuring Walk Me Home, and that also means that I'm sure a new Pink tour is coming sooner rather than later. Get excited. She puts on a great show. All right, Rob Thomas also has a new song. It's called One Less Day.
Of getting older, one less day from dying young. I see the light of time go past my shoulder. One less day from dying young. And I've seen my friends fall away before their time. And I've been afraid that I may follow in their light.
Rob Thomas, we missed you.
It's just great to hear his voice again.
I know. So good. So
I like
good.
It.
Smash it or trash it, Tim.
Smash it.
A lot of people have also missed the Joe Bros. I mean, they've been off doing their own thing. I mean, except for Kevin. Poor Kevin.
Especially the girl that called in with the JB Lover.
Oh, yeah.
JB Lover vanity plate. And listen, you know, Nick Jonas busy getting married to Priyanka Chopra. He's in the new Jumanji movie. He's going to be in the sequel. But he has time for a Joe Bro reunion. And apparently the brothers, after nearly 6 years apart as a band, are coming together to plan an epic reunion. By the way, they're dropping Brothers from their name. They're just going to go under
the Jonas.
Jonas. No, the Jonas.
The Jonas.
JJ, just Jonas.
Huh. I had something, but I've already forgotten it.
Okay. Lady Gaga and her man, Christian Carino, have split. He's featured, especially towards the end of that Lady Gaga documentary, but he was not on the red carpet at the Grammys with her. And that's when people realized something might be up. and they split a while ago.
Hmm. What did he do for a living?
He's a
manager.
Like a, he's an agent.
Okay.
At like a William Morris agency or one of those. Like he reps a bunch of celebrities. Hmm. There's a new internet trend, and it is finding out what outfit Rihanna was wearing on your birthday. You just Google Rihanna and your birthday, and you'll see what she was wearing. I think we should do a composition of the whole morning show.
Okay.
Because I Googled mine last night. She was at a women's march, January 21st. She was wearing all pink. All right. My arch nemesis, you know.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes. She's talking again. I don't know why she does this. The latest issue of Variety. She shared a little detail about her wedding. In her husband's wedding vows, he said it's no coincidence that she played the muse in Shakespeare in Love because that's who she is to him. And it's his perception that that's who she is in real life.
Stop doing interviews. You and Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Get together and discuss some of the things you said.
Halsey said she has the biggest secret. Said that on Twitter. And then everybody freaked out. And she had to clarify.
She's remaking Mr. Roboto. How awesome would that
That'd be? Awesome.
People thought her tweet was hinting that she's pregnant. And she said no. She said, that means I'm either A, gaining weight, or B, acting weirder than usual. Joke's on you. I'm still doing both. However, still not pregnant. So she said, I have the biggest secret, and when you guys hear it, some of you are going to explode into actual pieces.
Oh, wow.
We still don't know. We still don't know what it is.
I'm talking Mr. Roboto, not that crazy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Karl Lagerfeld died at the age of 85.
You going to stick it to him again?
No, yeah. I'm not going to stick it to him.
Let him have it.
I stuck it to him in the 640, okay? I just, all I did was read some of his quotes in the past. He wasn't necessarily a nice man. But his cat is a millionaire, and it's not because he left a ton of money to his cat. His cat was actually a cat model. And is worth about $3 million.
Like, would we know his cat's face
cat
from
Fancy?
No, like, you know, the cover person for Fancy Feast, you know, that real fluffy cute cat.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cover cat. Person.
She didn't she cat. Wasn't in a on a lot of like print stuff. She did most of her work on the catwalk.
Wow, that was excessive. Ariana Grande, the first act in 50 years since the Beatles to have songs at number one, number two, and number three on the Hot 100 at the same time.
Wow.
And I'm not going to stick it to Karl Lagerfeld. Rest in peace.
I keep saying that.
Fashion.
Peace-ish.
But people have started sticking it to Miranda Lambert's new husband. You know, he's with the NYPD. They just got married on Valentine's Day. They just started dating in November. Last year, he was seeing two women at the same time. One was pregnant with his child. The other was his fiance.
Ooh.
The fiance dumped him when she found out about the baby.
There's quite a track record there, though, right?
With Miranda picking the wrong guy?
Or she overlaps. Mm-hmm.
And the story was, didn't they meet Miranda and her new husband? They met 3 days before this baby was born.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, we're taking bets now on how long this one's going to last. Masked Singer tonight, by the way, double unmasking. The bee, the lion, the monster, the peacock, and the rabbit are left. And speaking of the Masked Singer on Fox, we are going to have our own Masked Singer next week on the show. We already have some local celebrities lined up. So it's going to be every day next week around 8:10 is when you're going to hear the person sing. I know you won't be able to see the mask, but we'll run video too, and we'll have fun guessing. I'm excited for
this. I am too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll do...
It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. It's time to talk celebrity birthdays and things that happened on this day. But first, a happy anniversary to Paul and Peggy Belliotti.
Aww.
They were married during an ice storm on this day many years ago.
Happy anniversary.
Do, 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 do. My parents.
How many years do you know?
Long time.
Mm-hmm. What decade?
70s.
Okay.
Early 70s. Ish. Before I was born. By the way, yesterday was a big anniversary for Office Space, the movie.
20 years, yeah, man.
20 wow. years. And speaking of wedding anniversaries, Lance's lady, Libby, her favorite musician of all time, got married on this day 37 years ago. Happy anniversary to Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
Giraldo, right.
Okay. Birthdays. We just talked about the birthday challenge. When you type in Rihanna's name.
Yeah, mine was
and your
dumb.
Birthday.
I didn't work.
Really?
No,
mine was pretty
even,
good.
It wasn't even Rihanna in most of the pictures.
It was a woman with a crop top that was striped.
I don't know. I already clicked off of it because I wasn't that interested.
Mine were all about Puma shoes.
Oh, okay.
Mine was a very elegant dress from the Brit Awards.
Okay, so how old is Rihanna today?
Ooh.
32.
I like that, but I'll say 34.
31.
Oh,
wow. I thought that was too young.
Man, no. She's only 31.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Okay, how about Cindy Crawford?
Ooh. Oh, man. Ooh.
She's tough. This is a tough one.
I'm going to say 52.
53.
She's 53. Maybe it wasn't so tough.
What's next? This is a big day for me. Rihanna or Cindy Illinois. Crawford?
Are those two of your favorites?
Yeah.
How about Sandy Duncan? She on your list?
She's still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive. That's why I'm doing her birthday.
Sandy Duncan?
Huge Sandy Duncan.
The mom
Sandy
on the Duncan's Hogan not, family.
She's not that.
She was Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
If we were doing Dead or Alive during trivia night, you would have to sit down, Lance.
I think she's younger than we think. 68.
I'm going to say 70.
72.
I have no clue. 74.
73.
Oh. Wow.
We're going to give that one to Tim.
I thought she was never going to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is Sidney Poitier?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Old. 91.
No.
Yeah, I think he's close. 89?
88. Go for 90.
No, go low.
86.
92.
Yeah!
Happy birthday also to Charles Barkley, who's 56.
Oh, wow.
Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys, who is 44. And Chelsea Peretti, comedian, who's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's married to Jordan Peele. She's 41. That is celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
This is your home for today's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.